Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was a child, we had a bedtime ritual. My mother used to say the same words every night. Good night, sleep tight, God bless you. Now, she didn't actually believe in God, I should add. But this is what her mother had said to her every night, and it's what I said to my son, until he asked me one day, "Mommy, what does it mean, God bless you? How would you explain blessing to a child? I can barely explain to adults what it means." I bumbled around. I said something about God loving you in a special way. And my son, a born skeptic, continued to quiz me. "Mommy, did God love Jesus in a special way?" I had a feeling I knew where this was going. Yes, I would say so. "Well," he said, "I don't want you to say that to me anymore, to say God bless you." "Why not?" I asked, holding my breath. "Well," he said, "look what happened to Jesus." Yep, we can't get away from it. When God blesses us, it doesn't mean that we're going to be free of suffering or tragedy. Whatever it means to be blessed, it does not mean that life will go the way that we want. And this little group gathered around Jesus, who'd heard him say, "Follow me," and said, "Yes," have no idea what will happen to Jesus, or indeed, one day to themselves. Right now, they're fresh from seeing Jesus perform miracles. The crowds had gotten wind of Jesus' healing power. They'd brought to him their sick, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he cured them all. Now, his disciples, his chosen ones, draw aside for special instruction. There's no obvious reason why he's chosen them. They're poor, without influence, without education, without power. And Jesus is about to send them into the world to do what they'd seen him do, to preach, to teach, to heal, for goodness sake. What did they think? What did they feel? It reminds me of when I started on the path of Christian ministry, how absolutely inadequate I felt. I turned to a wise friend, unlike me, a long-time Christian. She prayed for me, and she began with, "Thank you, God, that Linda is inadequate." And I'm thinking, say what? Jesus begins coaching his disciples by telling them that in their inadequacy, they are blessed. His blessings don't sound very blessed. To be poor in spirit, meek, which means without power, grieving, persecuted, reviled. So we need to ask firstly, what does it actually mean to be blessed? The Aramaic word for blessing is barucha. Its root meaning comes from winemaking. It refers to the action of yeast as it ferments the grain or fruit. The word barucha actually imitates the bubbling sound, barucha, barucha, barucha. The sound of that mysterious process of transformation as wine is created, this marvelous drink that offers joy when rightly used. As Jesus pronounces this lovely word, barucha, on the little ragtag group around him, he's in effect saying, take heart. The yeast of God's Spirit has drawn near to you. There's something wonderful and new brewing in your midst. He's saying something like, God is making you into wine for the world. The title of this sermon comes from a painting hanging in a gallery somewhere of an old man and a child. They're watching their house burn to the ground. All their earthly belongings go up in flames. The child weeps. The old man comforts him. The artist has entitled the picture, "Hush, Child, God Ain't Dead." This is in effect what Jesus says to those who've lost everything to follow him. They may be grieving and inadequate, but Jesus points them to what God can do. He says, "Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, you who've seen miracles and don't know what to make of them, you who don't know what to believe, you who can still be surprised. Blessed are you who don't yet know even how to pray, you who are poor in spirit. You have so much room in you for the yeast of God to work wonders. And blessed are you who mourn, you who've left and lost everything, your work, your families. Blessed are you who've loved enough to be able to feel loss. Here at Metropolitan United, you too are blessed as you let go of a long-time minister and leader. Know that whatever change and loss you struggle with, the yeast of God's Spirit is working to create new meaning, new purpose, new possibilities, and you will find comfort. Blessed are you who are meek, who are amongst the powerless, you who own little, who have no one to advocate for you. Blessed are you who are without power, without power to put the past right, or to save a loved one from going down the wrong path. You are blessed, you who know that you are nothing without God. Blessed are you whom no one notices, you who are alone, unemployed, cast aside, forgotten. Blessed are those of you for whom life is hard. You are the people Jesus chose to surround himself with. The yeast of God's Spirit is alive in you. To be powerless, grief-stricken, empty, is not a choice. Life thrusts these conditions on us. But Jesus tells us that in our poverty, our emptiness, our powerlessness, whatever the circumstances, God's Spirit is alive, active, brewing something new and good. And he goes on to speak about where we do have choices. We can choose to not accept injustice, but to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to put people above profits and self-interest, to pour ourselves out to serve others. Blessed are you who write letters to your politicians and the newspapers, you who do pro bono work, you who prepare and serve food for the hungry and sit down at table with them in your out of the cold program. You are blessed. You who choose the way of mercy are blessed. You who have ever forgiven someone who did not deserve it, you are blessed. And blessed are you who are pure in heart, who try to serve God, to do God's will above all else. You who are peacemakers, you who have ever stood between a bully and someone weak, you are blessed. You who seek righteousness, are merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, you are the stuff that heaven is made of. And you are blessed to be a blessing to others. When you choose to follow God's way over the world's way, even when it makes you unpopular, when you are persecuted for Jesus' sake, you are blessed. In whatever you give up as the cost of seeking justice and right relationship, you make room for the yeast of God's Spirit to bring something new and amazing, and you are blessed. February is Black History Month, a month to lift up the achievements of people of color, to be inspired by black courage, faith, compassion, vision in the face of oppression and racism. Like Martin Luther King, the great civil rights activist, King knew that he would pay the cost of seeking justice. 2 months before he died, he spoke of what he wanted to be remembered for. He said, "I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King tried to love somebody. I'd like you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. And I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. I just want to leave a committed life behind." Isn't that the blessing that Jesus offers? A committed life. A life committed to walking in Jesus' way of mercy, devotion to God, peacemaking, and willingness to bear the cost. A life that the Spirit of God can work through to bring change. Isn't that what all this blessing is about? All this yeast of God's Spirit working in hidden ways through impoverished, inadequate, ordinary people to make us more than we could ever be on our own? In summary, you who seek to walk in Jesus' way are blessed. Whoever you are, whatever you face, know this: God is not dead. The yeast of God's Spirit works in hidden places in you and through you to bring a small piece of heaven here on earth. And to God be all the praise, the honor, and the glory.